This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Carlos, do you guys have any update on Siri? Is he going to go for imaging at all, or you feel pretty confident?
Yeah, no, he got x-rays and they were negative. So right now it's just a contusion. Got him pretty good. Just below the knees, and so far, x-rays negative, and he's day-to-day.
What did JT Ginn do so well against you guys?
Man, he was really good. He was very effective. The movement on his pitches were unbelievable today. That sinker was really, really good. Then the cutter, nothing was straight. You know, everything was in the righties, then away. Same thing with the lefties, and, made pitches when needed. We created a little bit of traffic, but we couldn't string together a rally, you know, but he was really, really good.
What did you think of David Peterson today?
I thought he was good. I thought he got ahead, threw a lot of strike one. They made some adjustments there, and then, ground balls got through it. But I thought he mixed in the curveball well and gave us six innings and kept us there. So I thought overall he threw the ball well.
His being able to do that, on a fairly consistent basis, what has that done for the depth of the rotation?
I mean, we've seen it before. He's a big part of the rotation, and we feel good every time he takes the baseball. We know he's going to give us a chance to win baseball games, and he did that today. So he's going to be important for this team, and looking forward to watching him play, pitch.
Carlos, you look at the lineup right now. Pete's come up with a lot of big hits here early. It seems like, though, when he's not there, you haven't really had that guy to kind of pick up for him. Is there a concern that you're not getting enough guys involved here?
Not really. I mean, we got too many good hitters in that lineup, So right now, Pete is pretty much the one carrying us. But the fact that we are creating traffic and we're getting guys on base, they'll step up. I like Nemo's at bat. Vientos is just not getting results, but he continued to hit the ball hard. He's not chasing. So, like I said, 1-9, we got a good offense, and they'll come through.
You mentioned the A's making adjustments. It looked like they were trying to maybe go the opposite way a little bit more. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's what we saw. It looks like they were trying to go the other way, and a few ground balls, found holes, and you got to give them credit. But I thought Petey made pitches, and he gave us a chance.
Is Siri going to need any additional tests?
So right now, no. We'll see where he's at tomorrow and in the next few days, and then if we need to, we'll make that decision. But as of right now, nothing.
Given how much pain he seemed to be in, the cart, the limping, the whole thing, was it a pleasant surprise that x-rays were clear?
Yeah, honestly, I was expecting the worst. When I went out there, he was in pain. He couldn't put any weight, and I was like, man. But when the trainers got a hold of me in the middle of the game and told me about it, I was like, all right, at least that's good news. But he's going to be in pain.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.